In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11, Letter Number 3482, the 14th of Iyar Tavshin Tezvav. The Rebbe is addressing it to Meirenu Yerachmiel Sheyichia. This is Blumenfeld. The Rebbe addresses it to Rabbi Yerachmiel Blumenfeld. He was a rabbi, actually became eventually, I think, the chief rabbi in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And his son, actually for several years, was a classmate of mine because they wanted him to get a better education, you know, more Jewish education than was available then in Rio. So they sent him to Brooklyn, and we won the same yeshiva. His son of this Rachmiel, his name was Yaakov Yisrael, he eventually became the chief rabbi of Rio himself. He passed away young. They both passed away pretty young.
Oh, so your classmate passed away.
He writes, Baruch Hashem, Yudalid Iyar, the 14th year, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Avosivchos, in the Shalom uvracha. So, the Rebbe says, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter from Matzoy Shabbos Kodesh Tazriel Matzoyra. Actually, he himself did not grow up as a Chabad Chosid, but his wife, he married a daughter of a Chabad Chosid, and he became close to Chabad. And eventually he got involved in the Chabad activities and eventually he became the rabbi over there, and he was very much involved. But he did a lot for Yiddishkeit. At that time in Rio, there were a lot of Jewish people there, but the situation in Yiddishkeit was pretty much neglected, as in most countries at the time. In the United States and in Brazil and other countries. So he reported to the Rebbe about the various classes that he has with individuals and also and mainly with groups of students. Now, the schools that were there were not religious schools by the standard, but he used to take them out of the school and he used to teach them Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe says, Yasher Chelei, the Rebbe is appreciative, and Yasher Koach. And the Rebbe says, I don't need to go into great detail the greatness of this matter, of what you're doing. And the Rebbe quotes from a Talmud, from a saying of our sages. The Torah, the Talmud talks about how great it is to teach your friend's son Torah. It's considered like you gave birth to him if you teach him Torah. And your son teaching Torah. So what is the greatest heights, the depth of the heights, what is the highest level? Is Kshemoitzi Yokor Mizoilo. If you help, there's sometimes a child who is not doing well. If you take and turn around the life of, as it's called here, when you take out the precious from one who is gluttonous, which means you take a kid who has problems and or comes from a family with problems, and you're able to take them around out and you turn them around and you bring them to Hashem, to Torah and Mitzvahs, that's sort of the greatest and the most important, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia 85a. Now, the Rebbe was saying to him, teaching some of these children who go to school, which they don't know about Yiddishkeit, and you are sort of introducing them and directing them to Yiddishkeit, that's of tremendous, tremendous value. But the Rebbe, at the same time, is cautioning him. The Rebbe was very much wanted to make sure that people should not interpret the fact that you are teaching those students as if we are providing an approval for that yeshiva or that school system, which is not a religious school system. So the Rebbe says, I want to remind you and encourage you to be careful. They should not interpret your learning with the students of these special education as if you are giving an approval, you're making a hechsher, you know, you're giving a supervision, an approval for that institution of education and its philosophy, because you're not. We're not agreeing with their philosophy. The Rebbe says, I've already written about this to several of the Hasidim, although it's very obvious that when teaching is not to be interpreted as an approval. The Rebbe says, how careful you need to be, that depends on the condition of the place and the institution. This is not the same in every place. You have to use your own, so to see what we can, how it's going to interpret it. So the Rebbe says, in a general way, don't include your studies with them in the general program that they learn in that. In other words, you're not part of their program. What you're doing is extracurricular. This is not part of their program. And also, not to allow for the leadership of that institution to get involved in your classes, to tell you what you can teach or what you can't teach, to not have you give over authentic Judaism. You know, this is also a very relevant question. You know, you have sometimes religious and Chabad people teaching in conservative temples, right? And that should not be construed as if Chabad will approve or approves of the conservative philosophy. So it needs to be in a way that, yes, you're teaching there and you are teaching them the properly. And also, so when you do teach there, you can't teach them the way they tell you to teach, or they would like you to. We have to teach authentic Judaism. Like, one of the things, this is just an example, I think a lot of their philosophy is like, we don't have to do it, mitzvahs, so we don't have to keep kosher, we don't have to keep Shabbos, which of course is totally wrong. So when you teach the children, if they would teach the children, they say, well, this is a tradition, and or this is something, a heritage. Some people do it, but the Rebbe wants to make sure that when he teaches over there, they shouldn't have a say in it, and it should not be considered as a stamp of approval. And the Rebbe says, consult the people that are over there, and they will together, sure, but if you will figure out the right way. So now, he used to give some lectures on the topic of Hasidus, on a topic of Hasidus, and he suggests that also the girls should participate. But he says, but conditionally, that there should be separate lines, separate rows for the girls, not to have a mixed classes. And the Rebbe says, when you say on separate rows, for sure you mean on the side of the room, and an appropriate space in between, so that there should be like two separate groups, so the boys and the girls are not mixed. So The Rebbe says, he was asking the Rebbe if the Rebbe would agree to that arrangement. So the Rebbe says, even though that you should not publicize this, that this is something official, and this is the philosophy, because the Rebbe says for sure there will be the zealots, and the Rebbe says the zealots shaloi lishma, they don't have the purposes, intention properly, but for the wrong reason, and they're going to mention about the saying of our sages that you're not allowed to teach girls Torah, etc. So as soon as you make it public, all of a sudden those zealots will wake up, and they don't have good intentions, it's shaloi lishma, and they will start making a whole tumult about how dare you teach girls Torah. It says in the Talmud that you're not allowed to teach Torah. But the Rebbe says you should put in effort that this should come into fruition. As the Rebbe says, again, being careful, this should not be interpreted as an approval for that institution itself, as mentioned earlier. The Rebbe says, my father-in-law, when he was with all the title, he organized classes for girls to learn Hasidus while he was in the Riga over there. And he wrote to them also letters in these topics. And within time, you were able to see the fruits and the great benefit from teaching the girls and bringing them into the Hasidic teachings. First of all, the Rebbe says, the woman is the mainstay of the house. So eventually, when they get married, the infusion and the education that they had from that Hasidic exposure is going to be helping them running their home. But even before that, the Rebbe says, it's important as far as who are they going to meet and who are they going to marry. And the Rebbe says, in truth is, we don't need to sort of apologize for this. This is a rule, it's a law, and a law in the Torah. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Talmud Torah, and also in the laws of Talmud Torah of the Alter Rebbe, in the end of chapter 1, that women are obligated in the above study, in the study of Hasidus, because that brings a person to accepting the yoke of the heavens and to fear of heaven and to be careful in the day-to-day life in matters of Torah mitzvahs. So women are obligated in these studies because the laws of having fear of heaven and accepting the yoke, women are obligated just as men. So this teaching of Hasidus brings them to this, and it brings to perfection a day-to-day life in all matter of Torah mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, things that are public knowledge and that you can see actually everyday life, don't need to get into great detail about it. It's obvious that teaching the girls Hasidus is something very beneficial, and it's something necessary. So what the Rebbe says, I don't want you to give, again, a stamp of approval on their institution, but I do want you to put an effort and to accomplish this, because this is very important. And the Rebbe says, and also fitting to that, it's understood the great idea that you had established a seed or even a branch of Agudas Neshei Chabad, of the women organization in your community, and for sure you'll put an effort in its development in a proper way. I've already written some time and to many of the branches of Agudas Neshei Chabad. Don't be too particular to only allow members in your group that already have to be convinced and conduct themselves, as the Rebbe calls it, Spitz Chabad. Spitz Chabad is an expression, the point. Spitz means the point, like the point, the Spitz Messer, the point of the Messer. Somebody who is an extreme level is called Spitz. It's because it's always on the top, it's on the point. The Rebbe says you don't have to expect these participants who want to join the women's organization that they need to be the greatest Hasidim already. Don't look for that. If they want to be part of this organization, that shows on their good approach to Chabad, and therefore you can be confident that in most, the majority, in most cases, this thought of their attitude to Chabad will bring also to action. And in a very short time, not too long time, they'll also become, as the Rebbe said, tefeach hamanas latfiach, moist, so they can make others moist. That's a level of moisture. Sometimes you're just moist, but if somebody touches you, they won't get moist. But here, they will become so moist, they will become so involved, that they will make others already. The Rebbe blesses him success and all the above. So the Rebbe is writing to him that he's very happy, pleasant about the fact that he's teaching individuals and groups, but the Rebbe says should not be misinterpreted as a approval for their institution. And the Rebbe also says that bringing the girls in is a very learning for Hasidus, but keep them separate, and again, not to be interpreted. They shouldn't get involved, the Rebbe says, in running the shiurim or doing it as part of their curriculum, but do it extra. Now, the Rebbe says, don't make too much advertisement about the girls learning, because right away the zealots will come up and start saying, well, how could you teach girls Torah? The Rebbe says, this is actually, the previous Rebbe did it, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that this is part of the mitzvahs that women are obligated, so learning Hasidus helps. The Rebbe says, practically speaking, they're the mainstay of the house, they find the shidduch according to how they were trained, so therefore the Rebbe says, do it. And the Rebbe is also acknowledging and congratulating him for planting the seed, as well as perhaps already the organization of a Gudas Chabad in Rio de Janeiro.